Hey everybody, this is Tim Pichot with the Liberty Advisor coming in with John Snice and the Economic Truth. And we've had another crazy day in the stock market, huge rally. And so right now we're taking a look at trading economics. And Wall Street rallied sharply on Tuesday in a volatile session following the worst trading day since the 2008 financial crisis, as a White House official revealed some details of President Trump's proposed stimulus measures. According to CNBC, or CNBS, I like to call it, the president pitched a 0% payroll tax rate that would last through the rest of 2020, which would be absolutely amazing, and I really wish that is the case, but I'm sure the demonic rats known as the Democratic Party will probably end up shooting that down. However, aside from that commentary, the plan also considers federal assistance for the shale industry amidst plunging oil prices. The Trump administration also announced earlier that it will help the cruise line and airline industry, and that the health insurance companies will waive all copays on coronavirus testing, and Medicare and Medicaid will cover coronavirus treatments. On the corporate side, airline stocks soared. It's funny how they say it, that soars, after companies announced more flight cuts in domestic and international markets, freeze hiring, and park planes. The Dow Jones soared 1,167 points, or 4.9%, to 25,018, while the S&P 500 jumped 136 points, or 4.9%, to 2,882. Now, moving on here, if we take a look at the trading economic screen, and you know, we just mentioned the Dow Jones and the S&P 500, but we also have the NASDAQ up 4.5%, the VIX is down a tiny bit, I guess it's 7%. You got other international markets over in Europe are up right around 2.5 to 3%. Now, switching gears over to the bond market, the bond yields did rise a little bit. So you've got the 10-year all the way up to 0.8%. And then you've got the 30-year went up about 30% in the span of one day, from 1% to 1.31%. And then taking a look at the crypto markets, Bitcoin did make a little bit of a rally, up 1.2% in the past 24 hours, or almost $8,000 a coin. But what we want to get into right now is going to be: plunge protection team holds market conditions call after Monday's market crash. The last time Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin had a phone call with the president's working group on financial markets, better known as the plunge protection team, was on December 24th, 2018, or the day which has since become better known as the Christmas Eve massacre, and which has just happened to be the low of the Q4 2018 mini bear markets. It spawned a tremendous rally, which culminated in a full year return for 2019 of nearly 30% with zero earnings growth, which is a story that John and I have been talking about many, many times. And basically, the regulators then went on to go say, hey, you know, there's all these different things that we could do. We got the tax cuts that John and I were just mentioning. And then all of a sudden, let me go back here on screen. And then what we see here is that Trump said, you know, all he met with all the senators and they were all united. And I think I also heard him briefly say, he's like, we've got the most beautiful test kits, the best test kits in the world. Everyone who wants a test, they're all going to have a test. And I'm not even joking. That's like basically exactly what he said. And which I'm sure isn't really too much of a surprise. So, I mean, what do you think is driving the markets more, John, right now? The plunge protection team or the tax cuts that are going on? And I've almost got my puppy in the picture right now, but not quite. So I guess the people at home can see little Yoshi over there.
So, Tim, I know exactly what it is. It's PPT! The plunge protection team to the rescue, of course. You know, it's funny how they, it's always at the end of the day that they come in and then, you know,